Once upon a time, a man woke with a start at around 3 a.m. He had been jerked suddenly out of a very vivid dream, which he didn't mind, since it was a horrible one. In his dream, he was crawling down a path, hands and feet in shackles connected to chains. These chains were being held by a beautiful, extremely sexy, and extremely evil woman that he knew only as Mistress. He was crawling towards freedom, a lush green field of flowers, fresh water falling down babbling streams, a beautiful sun overhead. Not to mention at least 1,000 sexy, busty, completely naked women of all colours, begging him to come to them, to freedom, to the escape of the dry, dark desert he inhabited. But every time he came close enough just to touch the first blade of grass in the field, the mistress sharply and painfully yanked all four chains back again, forcing him right by her side, only to allow him another chance to try the whole process once more, each time promising to let him go free more earnestly than the last. You see, John was a sub, a hopelessly bound pet to his mistress, who existed only to please her, even at the expense of his own pleasure. He had been a virgin all his life, and one day met a woman who made it possible that this would never change. For the last 31 days, he had been kept indefinitely in a chastity device, a metal cage secured with a padlock that even his less-than-sizable manhood had trouble moving at all inside. He had lived without a single orgasm during this time, as his mistress had always promised him that at the end of 30 days she would allow him a beautiful one. But mistresses can be quite untrustworthy. Still shaking off the last bit of drowsiness from his sudden awakening, he realized that it was indeed his mistress who had woke him once again. Leslie was her name. Not that John was ever permitted to address her as such. She was a short, thin woman with long blonde hair. A girl, really, at only 19 years of age. Her skin was as smooth as silk. What skin she allowed him to see, that is. Her hair was soft and draped messily around the most beautiful face John had ever seen. Pale blue eyes, luscious soft and full lips, and that was only the beginning. Below this beauty was the beauty of her soft, natural, and very full breasts, which had always dazzled John by their perfect symmetry, their impeccably round shape, and the lack of a single spot or blemish, at least in the cleavage he had been allowed to see. To any other person, she was simply adorable. Small, frail, weak. To John, she was the single most terrifying and most desirable being he had ever crossed paths with. The rest of her body was equally flawless. Beautifully wide, shapely hips, a firm yet very soft ass, incredible thighs. She was perfect. So fucking perfect. And John would have given anything to experience her. But that was fucking unlikely. Leslie was only pleasured by one thing. Denial. Control of a man totally dependent on her for sexual release, and using this to completely possess that man. To own him. To use him when she wanted. And completely neglect him when she didn't. So here they were. John was used to being awakened in the middle of the night, usually by his mistress in a frustratingly revealing yet concealing outfit, teasing his chastity device with a finger, or sliding her cleavage across it, and laughing about how he couldn't feel a thing. him being tied to the bed by all four limbs as usual. But tonight was different. Tonight she was in her normal pyjamas, a loose white halter top, and soft pink pants. Not a drop of makeup on, her hair not as unkempt as ever. By all appearances, she simply woke up. And to John, she looked more beautiful than ever. There was a strange look of genuine concern on her face, a look John had never known before. He knew better than to speak unless specifically told to, so he simply stared at her piercing, mesmerizing eyes as she stared back at him, her beauty only making him feel more inferior, more unworthy. Finally, she spoke. "Hi, sweetie." John's heart stopped. Never, in the history of their year-long relationship, had he ever been called anything besides simply slave. That is, unless she came up with a nastier name for him. "I'm sorry to wake you up like this. Only, I couldn't sleep. All I could think about was this," she said, as she slowly began to run her fingers along John's chastity device, as he was so accustomed. "I know how long it's been since you've been able to release, how desperate you must be for my affection, locked in that metal prison for so long." John was familiar with these kind of statements. They'd always been delivered in the most cruel way, as if his mistress only brought them up to exacerbate them, as she giggled like a schoolgirl at his pain. But tonight she seemed to genuinely, dare he think it, care about him? What was happening? "I know I told you last week that even though you promised an orgasm after a month, I wasn't done torturing you. I could see the heartbreak in your eyes as I said it. And to tell you the truth, I loved it. I've always loved how a single utterance from my lips can change the course of your life. How your happiness or absolute despair rests in my hands. After the thought of what you've been through this whole time, and the prospect of continuing any further, I just can't do it, baby." Another glorious pet name sent a second wave of warmth all over John's body, as if he'd just been submerged in the hot bubble bath after a month in the biting cold. John couldn't believe what he was feeling. He always claimed to love being dominated, to crave it, even. But suddenly, he knew. He missed this. He needed this. To be loved. To be cared for. While John was lost in thought at how he questioned whether or not his sexual lifestyle was worth living anymore, he had a startling realization. His mistress had slid a key into the padlock of his device, and piece by piece was dismantling the hell that he had been going through right before his eyes. He suddenly looked up at his mistress with desperate eyes, like a homeless puppy just about to be taken home. Leslie met his gaze with a look as if to say, "Yes, this is really happening." And then, in an instant, it was off, as a wave of cool air suddenly surrounded John's entire pelvis like he'd never known. "Better, sweetie?" his suddenly submissive mistress questioned. He nodded furiously in response, still afraid to speak, still uncertain what this new mistress expected of him. She let out a small laugh at his confusion as she discarded the pieces beside the bed, and then sat cross-legged between his legs, more adorable than John had ever seen her. "So, finally a free man. Does it feel good?" John's heart stopped a second time. "Does that feel good?" was a question he always dreaded. Over time, he came to learn that this question was only ever asked to be sure he was feeling good, before his mistress ripped that feeling away, like the baby's candy, once again. He nodded again, as a wave of fear came over him. Was this all she came to do? Let him taste freedom? Give him a chance to believe he was finally through his nightmare, only to laugh at him as she fastened the device even tighter and left the room? Did she even really feel bad about... His thoughts were suddenly and regressively cut short. He couldn't believe it was happening. He felt a soft, smooth, beautiful hand wrapped tightly around his shaft. His mistress was beginning to stroke his cock for him right now. Every slow, delicate, caring motion caused a rush of euphoria in his entire body he had never known. He had never felt what it was like for a woman, a real woman, to pleasure his cock. Not in his mind, not on a computer screen, but in his bed. How could this happen? One moment she's sliding a hand across his chastity device, laughing at his pathetic situation, and the next she's sliding it up and down the shaft of his cock. There's no time to process these thoughts, as John realized his mistress was addressing him once more. I bet you never imagined this was how your morning would start today, did you? She giggled. John furiously shook his head as she sped up her motion. He had never been so rock hard, so aroused, yet so peaceful, content. And then a new thought crossed his mind. If this was his moment of release, why was he still tied to the bed? Had she forgotten? In her hasty retreat from her usual plans, had she simply been caught up in the habit of their old ways and forgotten to leave his hands free? Normally, John would know better than to look this incredible gift horse in the mouth, but it was his chance, his first chance ever, to feel his mistress. As he thought about this, he took time to sit back and admire the beauty of the woman bringing him to heaven for the first time. He ran his eyes down her beautiful face and stared at the shape of her breasts, which seemed to be barely contained in her top, just out of view as they bounced in her stroking motions. Could he finally learn what it was like to run his fingers through her soft blonde hair and stare into her eyes? To hold her perfect breasts in his hands, or slide them around the perfect curve of her arse? John didn't realize it was possible, but these thoughts caused his cock to stiffen even harder in his mistress's hands. He had to try. Still petrified to speak a word to his mistress, who had yet to give him permission to, he began to shake his arms in their restraints, as if to ask, "Hey, what about these, mistress?" She didn't notice. He tried harder, making clear sounds and shaking the headboard of their bed as he did. Still nothing. And then he realized why. His mistress had gone completely silent and began to moan and pant as she stroked his cock faster and tighter with every pump. He couldn't believe he was thinking it, but it was as if his mistress was turned on. She was actually aroused by his cock in her hands, the way it throbbed as she squeezed, the way it hardened every time she made a sound. She loved it, and it was all because of him. He then noticed his own feelings, his balls tightening, the tingling sensation in the shaft of his cock, and then in the tip. It'd been so long. He really didn't remember what it felt like. He was about to come. To explode, to cover his mistress's hands with his own load, a thought that had never crossed his mind before. How he had lasted this long was a mystery. Nothing else mattered now. If their mistress-slave relationship was over, he would have his chance later. He could feel her beautiful body whenever he wanted now, even right after orgasm. He could lie back and relax as he watched her lick every drop of his load, leaving him clean, satisfied, and then invite her into his arms, caressing her as they fell asleep together. It was heaven. It was the green field he had dreamed about, the release from his chains, and it was seconds away. He could feel the sensation rising and tightening. He couldn't hold on any more. He closed his eyes and squeezed every muscle in his pelvis at once. And then... where was it? Where was the explosion of ecstasy he dreamed about? His eyes shot open, and the first thing he saw was his mistress, laughing hysterically as he was so used to. And the second thing he saw was his cock in her hands, only she wasn't stroking it, but simply holding it away from herself as it spurted and spurted, splattering his stomach with a month's worth of cum. Wasted cum. Cum that could have made him feel better than he'd ever felt in his life. The feeling was unbearable. He could feel the load leaving his body, the relaxation of his muscles, but not an ounce of pleasure. No release from the desperation. The deprived imprisonment he loathed so much. He was being dragged back to his mistress's side once more. And she was laughing at him. Again. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I let go too early? She began speaking in a babyish voice of feigned affection that he hated above all others. Oh, I'm sorry, baby boy. I know you really wanted that so bad, didn't you? He finally had a new feeling he'd never felt before. Rage. How could she do this to him? Bring him so close to the edge of a feeling he'd never had in his life, and rip it away from him. Suddenly this feeling vanished too. His mistress's hand left his cock, and instead wrapped swiftly around his neck, forcing his face to gaze straight into her eyes. Her laugh was gone, replaced by the most intimidating scowl John had ever seen. Get this through your fucking skull. If I don't want you to come, you don't fucking come. Do you understand me, slave? And then he realized he'd been foolish enough to believe that after 30 days he was entitled to an orgasm. Foolish enough to be angry when he was left in chastity instead. He was undisciplined, and he needed to be trained. But John was still too confused, too full of conflicting emotion, to respond to his mistress's direct question. Suddenly, a sharp slap across the face changed all of that. Do you fucking understand me? John nodded furiously. He was terrified. He felt as small as an ant under the grasp of a woman half his weight and 3/4 of his height, and he fucking loved it. Good, she answered softly. Suddenly, with one sharp pull, his arms were free. He could have punched her, strangled her, anything, but he didn't. He sat there and waited for his orders, like the good little slave he had been trained to be. He then felt a sudden pile of metal pieces thrown at his stomach and fly all over the bed. Put it back on yourself, bitch.